This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 302 for Thursday, March 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market declined further due to tariff-related pressure despite making gains earlier in the day. Statistics Canada reported the country's canola crush in 2024 was a record 11.37 million tons. Canola oil exports were at 3.5 million tons, up 10.7% from 2023. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were lower while Malaysian palm oil was higher. Crude oil was in the red due to economic uncertainty. The Canadian dollar is down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was down $6.40 per ton at $566.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in positive territory. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that export sales for old crop U.S. corn totaled 967,300 tons for the week ended March 6th. Meanwhile, export sales for new crop corn totaled 13,400 tons, all going to Honduras. The U.S. Energy Information Administration showed average daily ethanol production for the week ended March 7th was down 31,000 barrels per day at 1.062 million. Ethanol stocks rose 87,000 barrels at 27.376 million. CONAB raised its Brazilian corn production estimate by 750,000 tons at 122.76 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its corn production estimate for Argentina by 1.5 million tons at 44.5 million. The May corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.65. Export sales for old crop U.S. soybeans were 751,700 tons for the week ended March 6th, above trade expectations as well as 43,100 tons of new crop. Old crop soy meal sales were just below the lower end of trade expectations at 184,800 tons to go with 1,600 tons of new crop soy meal sold. Old crop soy oil sales were at 68,500 tons. CONAB raised its Brazilian soybean production forecast by 1.36 million tons at 167.37 million. In Argentina, the Rosario Grain Exchange cut the forecast for its country by 1 million tons at 46.5 million. The May soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.11. Last week's export sales for old crop U.S. wheat greatly surpassed trade expectations at 783,400 tons. In addition, 82,600 tons of new crop wheat were also sold for export. The U.S. Southern Plains, most notably Texas and portions of Oklahoma and Kansas, should see hot and dry weather this coming week. ICAR trimmed its Russian wheat export forecast by 1.5 million tons at 41 million. France Agri-Mer cut its 2024-25 forecast for French soft wheat exports outside the EU at 3.2 million tons, down 69% from the previous year and a record low for this century due to heavy rains. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.88. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.